she made history when she won the pole position at NASCAR's biggest race. And now Danica Patrick has her eyes set on the Daytona 500 this weekend. Patrick became the first woman to post the fastest qualifying time for a NASCAR Top Series race. Young girls across the country may be watching their very first auto race this Sunday because of Danica Patrick.
Joining us now live from Daytona Beach, Jenna Fryer, Associated Press motorsports reporter. Thanks so much for being with us, Jenna.
Hi, Bill. How you guys doing?
Hi, we are great. Tell us about Danica's press conference. She just had it an hour ago. What did she talk about?
She touched on a variety of things. The most interesting thing to me, though, was that Danica and her crew chief, Tony Gibson, both believe that she can win the race. That took me by surprise because winning the pole is one thing. That is a lot about your car and a lot about your team and a lot about the engine you have. And it's just running two laps. Winning the Daytona 500 is a whole different ballgame. But Danica and her crew chief firmly believe that she's a contender for the victory on Sunday. And I think a lot of people, you know, raise their eyebrows a little bit at that. And now that gives everybody something to really look for.
She's technically not a rookie. She ran some NASCAR races last year, but here she's going to drive the circuit for a full season. For all the people you've talked to, your own experience covering the sport, what are the things that she has to learn to do to be able to drive a car like this to win a Daytona 500?
Well, the Daytona 500, much like the Indianapolis 500, is an animal in itself. Although the race is just another race in one regard, it's the biggest race of the year. And the pressure and the magnitude and the spotlight, you've got to deal with all three of those things outside of what you normally do in a race car. And then there's, you know, it's a different style of racing than what NASCAR drivers typically do. They only do restrictor plate racing four times a year, twice at Daytona and twice at Talladega. So she doesn't have a ton of experience in this style of racing either. And she's only been driving stock cars for a little over 3 years. So, you know, she's got to do a lot of things. She's got to be calm. She's got to be patient. She's got to get other drivers to work with her. And she's got to understand what she's got and what she's capable of. But if there's one thing that Danica Patrick proved at the Indy 500 in her IndyCar career, it's that she can perform at the biggest stage. So I don't know that, you know, that this is outside. I don't know that a strong run is outside the realm of possibility.
So her folks think she can win this. What do other drivers think?
You know, I don't think that other drivers think that she can win it because there are too many other drivers who are proven, who are very good here, who have been running well all week, who have experience, and Danica doesn't really fall into that group. Her car owner is the perfect example. Tony Stewart is the three-time NASCAR champion, and he's won every race at Daytona except the Daytona 500. He's winless in 12 or 13 tries, and this is a guy who wins everything. So I don't think that people think that she's really experienced enough to pull this off.
What do you see as Danica Patrick's impact on NASCAR right now and in the future? How would you gauge it? Is she going to be good for the sport? Is she going to create a lot of controversy within the sport that may harm it within? How do you see her effect on NASCAR?
Well, Danica, much the same way she was in IndyCar, it's an enigma. From one sense, you've got people who will tune in and watch the Daytona 500 strictly because of Danica Patrick. And some of them will be little girls. Some of them will be women who don't know the difference between a muffler or a manifold. Some of them will be casual sports fans who, you know, they don't normally watch racing, but they're going to tune in because of Danica. And then the flip side of that is you have your diehard, dedicated NASCAR fan that says, whoa, 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 why are you talking so much about Danica? Why aren't you talking about my guy? My guy wins races. My guy runs up front. And Danica hasn't really proven anything yet. So that's much the same that she faced in IndyCar, where, yes, she only won one race in 7 years, but she was consistently voted annually the IndyCar's most popular driver by the fans. So, you know, you never know. She's good. She's good for NASCAR because people pay attention. I get that the diehard fan, you know, finds it a little bit polarizing. But anytime that someone is bringing attention, that's good for everybody in the industry. And the other drivers recognize that.
Well, it'll be exciting on Sunday. I think we're all going to be watching.
Excellent. Have a great day.
Thanks, Jenna. We appreciate it. That's Jenna Fryer. She's the Associated Press motorsports reporter.